Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's time now for the opening commodity market report here on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2. Tom Rogers sitting in for Dave Tickey this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, everybody. The opening prices saw the markets go down as we begin this trading week, and the wheat has moved quite a bit further. Actually, all of the markets have moved much farther down than the open. So let's see how things started out on the open of trade today in Kansas City. September wheat opened at 819.5, down 2.75. December 844.5, down 4.5. Minneapolis spring wheat opened this morning at 869.25, down 4.75 on the September contract. Nearby wheat in Chicago opened at 788, down 6. December 813, down 6. And the March wheat opened at 836.5, down 5.25. September corn opened at 560, down 5. December 577, down 8. March corn opened at 597, down 8. May corn 610, down 8. And July 621.5, down 7.5. December of next year's corn, 616.5, down 6.5 on the open. March of 2010, corn, 627 a bushel, down 5.5. Big drop from the get-go on soybeans. They've gone much further from this. Soybeans for August opened at 1331, down 26.25 points. September, 1326, down 29.5. November beans open at 1338, down 27. January, 1355, down 28. The January beans, check that, the March beans for next year, 1368, down 30 cents. The May opened down 35 at 1373. In the bean meal contracts, August opened 366 even, down 790. September 361 even, down 740. August bean oil 55.50, down 111. September down 113 on the open at 55.70. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August live cattle opened at $100.05, 100 weight up 2.5 cents. October opened at 107.80, unchanged. December live cattle, 110.20, up 7.5, and February, 110.92.5, down 22.5. August feeder cattle open at 115.50, down 12.5. September, 117.65, down a nickel. October, 118.40, down 25. And November feeder cattle opened at 118.80, down 17.5. Into the hogs, August lean hogs opened at 82.10, up 52.5. October, 75.30, up 67.5. December lean hogs, 76.25, up 40. And February opened at 81.50, up 7.5. August pork bellies opened at 65.80, up 30. And the February pork belly contract opened at 90.50, up 57.5.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Looking at some of the outside markets right now, the September crude oil contract in New York is trading at $125.30. That's up 20 cents a barrel from Friday's close. The silver contract for September is at $17.40 an ounce, down 11 cents. And the gold contract is not trading right now on any of the three nearby contracts. The U.S. dollar index is at 73.21, down 15. The CRB index is at 412.74, down 3.28. On Wall Street, the Dow is off about 83 points at 11,243. The NASDAQ down 25 points at 2286. That's about a 1% drop. And the S&P 500 index is down 10 at 1250. Now updating you on what the markets are looking like in Chicago right now. The wheat is trading down around the 32-cent range on the nearby contracts. Corn is down between 18 and 20.5 cents a bushel. And the beans right now are down between 54 and 62.75 cents. Joining us now on this Monday is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Tom.
We see a really steep drop today after the commodity contract started and went downhill from there.
Boy, yeah, they expected lower open from the overnight trade, but there's some willing sellers, so it's not going to be a popular day as far as reporting prices, as far as what we want to hear if you're bullish or positive, wanting prices go up. But we're going through some pretty heavy liquidation. We have a favorable weather forecast. The heat, for say, sort of been pushed back or limited to just a few days. This afternoon's crop conditions report might not show a whole lot of improvement, but you know, not a whole lot of deterioration in the key growing areas. The delta remains somewhat concerned. Then there's fear that this demand might stay slow here for a couple weeks until we get through the Chinese Olympics, for say. And so there's several things that has limited the buying interest here over the short term that cause the market to drift or move lower here over the short term.
We talked with Brian Maple earlier. He mentioned a support level of $13. I don't remember whether he mentioned that was the nearby contract or the September, but we've gone below that in August.
Well, this hopefully one of them will catch somewhere around there. Probably the correct number to use would be 1290. Mm-hmm. That was the old all-time high, so you know, give or take a few pennies here and there. But yeah, I agree that we need to hold this 13 to 1280 area. And if we can do that, maybe we give the market a little bit of confidence. But the bottom line is the commodity funds want out. You can't force anybody to stay long in the marketplace. They want out. They've been long. They've been long a huge amount of contracts. And they're a technical trend following type of fund. There's nothing that points up right at the moment.
How about the outside markets? Oil currently trading a little bit up, but how is that going to bear on trading today?
Well, crude oil has been both sides of unchanged. It's a little lower present time. You know, a lot of that, too, is going to have to deal with investor confidence as a whole. A lot of the blame's been put on the speculator for running it up. Well, the speculator's not going to be a favorable holder here. They're going to probably do some liquidation there, too. Also, as far as the outside market goes, the dollar's been somewhat stable here. The September index is trading at 73.5. It's trying to build a base in here. Hopefully, it can regain some confidence here. Still, will be a stronger dollar, for say, but we'll see what develops here. Exports have been strong. Our exports on the world markets at a favorable buy. It's probably more evident that we've seen a big increase on the livestock sector versus the grain sector. The other news is China, a lot of talk of China slowing their demand as a buyer here until they get through the Olympics. But once they get through the Olympics, a lot of the traders feel that the Chinese business will resurface fairly quickly.
Anything else to add this morning?
Well, it's going to be a dynamic market here. We've had a big up. We're probably going to have a big down as far as the grain complex goes. Probably the most favorable agricultural product is the meat side of the equation. We continue to see huge sales to all countries. Pork has even been strong in sales to Russia, over 100-150% of a year ago.
All right. Thanks for your time, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities in Normal. The current trade right now has the September wheat contract in Kansas City off 23.25 cents at $7.99. December 8.26 down 23 cents. September wheat in Chicago is down 31.5 cents a bushel now at 7.62.5. December down 30 at 7.89. March is at 8.12 down 29.75. September corn is at 5.45 1/4 down 19.75 cents. December at 5.65 down 20 cents. And March of next year, 5.85 1/4 down 19.75 points, cents rather. May, 5.97 1/2 down 20.5. August soybeans are down 62.75 cents right now at $12.95 a bushel. September at 13.02 down 53.5. November 13.12 down 53. January 13.27 down 56. August soybean meal at 357.80 down 16.10 right now. August bean oil is at 55.25, down 136. On the Merck, live cattle for August at $100.07.5, up 5. Live cattle for October unchanged at 107.80. Feeder cattle for August, 115.90, up 27.5. September, 117.75, up 5. Lean hogs for August up 107.5 at 82.65. And the for August pork belly contract up 180 at 67.30. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. Our next market update comes your way at 10:58.